Chris Parkinson here at the Brighton Comedy Fringe launch. Chris, poetry in a comedy festival, are you mad?
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to wonder that, actually. We'll see how I go down later tonight. But it's definitely on the comic end of poetry, without hopefully straying into the comic verse area. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how it goes. It's the show when I did it in the Fringe, definitely quite a few laughs. So we shall see how it goes down with the comedy audience. But
Are all the laughs planned?
Can never be 100% sure about that sort of thing. So definitely some of them, you know, been written in, but you never really know what people are going to laugh at until you're up there on stage.
Can you take us into your private writing space? How does a poem appear? Does it appear in your head, on the paper? How does it come into being?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. To be honest, about half of the best ones I've ever written, I've just gone to the pub, bought a beer, and the next thing I've known, I've written a poem. And to be honest, about three quarters of the ones I write there are pretty dreadful. But some of the best ones I've ever written have just been off the, you know, arriving fully formed in my head. So I can't really explain exactly where they come from. Yeah. Other ones take a bit of work, a bit more planning. But I think my favourite ones are the ones just that pop up over the top of a pint of bitter.
And do you have to write ideas down, or are they, you know, are they in your head and you just remember them? Where do these things kind of get captured as ideas?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I like to think that I've got a lot of wild ideas and that eventually, even if it takes about 5 years, I'll get around to doing most of them. Sometimes you're sketching out a story for 9 months. Sometimes it's just you've got it. All the words are there and somehow they all fit together and like each other. You've got to do a bit of editing afterwards, but ideally not too much.
And if Chris Parkinson's poetry was cuisine, what kind of food am I eating?
Wow, goodness me. I imagine it would be one of those sort of like freaky dishes you might get in a Chinese restaurant where you're not entirely sure what it is, but you're sort of enjoying it, but you might regret it in the morning.
When I was last really into poetry in Brighton, it was probably the poetry slam scene, and there just seemed to be one in every pub. For people that don't know, how's the poetry kind of world evolved over the last 10 years?
Well, I think the main difference is that I think pretty much anybody younger than me on the poetry scene isn't a poet anymore, they're a spoken word artist. And I'm not quite sure exactly what the cutoff is, but the Brighton poetry scene is flourishing, which is good to hear. There are still I pop down to the Hammer and Tongue Poetry Slam quite often. There's a lot of other poetry nights going on. Somebody I saw something on the internet a while ago, somebody had mapped them according to the sort of like the different nights and how they all intermingle with each other. I think it was a slightly satirical take on it, but there's definitely a flourishing scene, and I definitely keep busy. So,
and as you put a show together in a comedy fringe, how do you decide, you know, how you're going to fill the time? Is it all decided in advance? Is there a bit of improvisation? Is there a running order?
To be honest, it's very little is decided in advance, other than like this load of poems that I'm going to do. I've got a couple of interludes. We've got a robot. That's one of the most exciting things about about the show this year. We've been teaching a robot how to write poetry, and she's getting a lot better. She's pretty much upstages me about half of the time. So the mecha poet will be making an appearance, but it's a bit haphazard. The show I was doing in the Fringe, I was rewriting every performance. So it's and people were going, is there a coherent thread to it? And I was like, well, not really, because I think if you're not enormously prolific, then any poetry show is going to be the poems that I've written over the last 4 years. So it's quite hard to sort of detect a thread. You try and make a thread, but
and if we went back, say, a decade or even earlier and took out four or five poems that you'd written then and put them on a table in front of us and took out the five most recent ones, is there a thread that joins them?
I'm not sure. I it's definitely changed a lot. I think, I mean, there's in the show, there's definitely some things I wrote 10 years ago. I've only been doing this for about 10 years. But yeah, there's bits and pieces. I think the style certainly changed. It's the new book I've just put out is a much more political volume without being, I don't know, there's a lot of very trite political poetry, and I try and sort of address it from a slightly untrite way. Whether I actually succeed is, it's up to the audience to judge that. But yeah, I'm not sure. They're a bit longer. I don't know if that's a good thing. But there's definitely a coherent thread, I think, you know. There's definitely,
And in a fringe like this, where there's a huge comedy audience, a bunch of people going out in search of stand-up that stumbles upon your show, are they still going to get the comedy they're looking for?
I'd like to think they will. I certainly... It certainly depends what sort of comedy they're looking for. If they're looking for cheap laughs and filthy jokes, then they might get a couple of them. But yeah, it depends. It's you know, I'd like to think it is comic and often having a bit of a tilted, a serious subject. But I'm not a particularly serious person, so they tend to be. Not the most reverent approach, perhaps, is the best thing to say. I'd like to think a comedy audience could come in and enjoy it just as much as they could enjoy a stand-up. And to be honest, it's the difference is that you don't have to remember the words so much when you're doing poetry.
Final question. 1 minute before you go on stage, what's going on?
I'm thinking, have I got a beer? Have I got all the bits of paper I need? Oh, my God, is this going to be a disaster? No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be absolutely bloody fine.
Going to be absolutely bloody fine here at the Comedy Fringe. Thanks, Chris.